or CBA Mobile.
We're CBA, KF4, NXY. How you doing this afternoon?
Well, I'm not doing too bad. David, you sound kind of rough. Thing. You sound like you had a bad cold there or something, but anyway. I just finished playing a tennis match and I'm headed back to the house. I got another tennis game at 6, so I might get one like, 4:30 or so, but anyway, I got some prescriptions to pick up at the grocery store. I take that every night for my, because I use a machine for my sleep apnea, and it keeps my nose from getting stopped up during the night. And and I got a couple of prescriptions, too, that they say that are filled and ready to pick up. I might as well, because, I mean, I drive right past Walmart to go to pick up my prescription.
I never did know where to look for it. It's not in automotive, I don't think, at all. But it is there where the baby stuff's at. And it's very cheap. I can't remember exactly, a buck or so for a gallon of it. And I just thought I'd throw that out there. I'm just sitting here eating one of Bernice's oatmeal cookies and some white grapes. She's finishing up it's a beautiful gown. She had a hem for a young girl for a beauty pageant. That's my daughter's neighbor. And so she's downstairs, and I'm getting ready to go take the truck over to Sims Auto over at Duncan and get the oil change. I had a question for you, though. They told me at Discount Tire when they replaced all four of my tire sensors not long ago, maybe 6 months or so. Time flies, you know. That the spare tire doesn't have a sensor on it. But I checked all four of my tires, and the pressure is exactly 30 pounds. But I can't get under there to check that one underneath. So I'm going to ask them down at Sims to check it. But I would have thought there'd been a tire sensor on it, but maybe not. What's your thoughts?
Well, I mean, to know for sure, I'd have to look at it, you know. And even then, some of the tire sensors are on the rim, inside the rim, on a metal band. And, you know, they're not as hard to break there. the ones that are right there at the valve stem are easier to, you know, break and, you know, get a hold of it with the tire machine and break it. So, anyway. But, do you have a display that shows you your tire pressure on the on your display on your dash?
No, sir. It just shows an amber symbol for a tire, and I went through the procedure to reset it twice, reinitialize them, and then just as soon as I start the truck, it comes back up. I'm thinking one of their sensors might not have been good, and so I'm going to have them check it down at Sims. Scott will do it for me, I think, while they're changing the oil. But they got a Hootie Doody that they go by with and checks it, because I think those are Bluetooth. And when they put the Hootie Doody up next to the tire, it tells them whether it's transmitting or not.
That's the way they do it, and you know, one way, like, well, my daughter's 4Runner and my 4Runner have hers has a display, and it shows the spare. Mine does not show the spare, but it shows the other tires, and that, so I know that my spare is not a. Doesn't have a TPMS sensor on it, so I have to check that myself. You know, keep an eye on it. And I don't know. You know, I just have to look at it and check it and see what kind of pressure it's got in it. Yeah, if you can't get under there, see if they can do it. If they can, I'll come over there and look at it for you.
You can do that, Dave. My neighbor over here, Tim, has got a lift. I just drive over there and have him put it up on the lift, and I think he'd probably know. But I just know you're very knowledgeable about that stuff, so I thought I'd question you. Yeah, I got to be over there at 3 o'clock, so I'll have to leave in about another 35 minutes. But it kind of angers me that one of those would fail already. I used to Very briefly, I worked on the machine that tested those semen sensors that they put on tires at the wheel factory, and then I got transferred to the leak detector, helium. But I thought it was really sophisticated the way they put those things on the rims and tested them. And they didn't do it to a lot of them. It just depended on what manufacturer you were making the wheel for, you know.
Interesting. Well, good luck with that. And like I said, if you need some help, let me know and I'll come over there and look at it. But anyway, I'm pulling into the garage here, so I'm going to get off of here. I got to make a phone call and figure out what we're going to do about something here with our prescriptions. And I got to talk to the wife, and she's out picking up the grandson, so I don't know. Lord help us. All right, well, I'll talk to you later. And you behave. And I know you're in good hands. We'll talk to you later. N0TRKB4 CPA, clear after yours.
Okay, Dave, good to hear you. You got to hurry, though. You only got a little less than 2 minutes to get up to that new donut shop. They close at 2. I know you're really interested. Take care, Dave. KB4 CBA, N0TR73.